Why can I talk about the subjects that I talk about? Because I've been there. And I've been in the place of whiny butt weight loss before, too. If you are willing to get real, if you have the fortitude to be honest with yourself, then let's go. Welcome back to the JoLynn Braley Show. Today is episode number 598. This is Get Real, episode number 136, which also means that we are in the 136th month of the JoLynn Braley Show. Today's topic, whiny butt weight loss. Hello, welcome back to the JoLynn Braley Show. I am JoLynn Braley, mind-body weight loss coach, founder of the Inner Self Diet. The Inner Self Diet is a diet that you crucially need if you are serious about healing your eating, healing your relationship with food, ending emotional eating, binge eating, yo-yo dieting. You see, there's a universal law, which maybe you haven't heard of before. I'll share it with you right now. One of the universal laws that all of us live under is the inner and the outer always match. The inner and the outer always match. Now, what does this have to do with your weight? Well, if on the inside you see yourself as fat, you believe that you're fat, you think fat, you feel fat, then you're going to eat in a way that makes you gain weight or keeps the weight on your body, and then you can't lose weight. You have to change your mindset. You've got to change your inner world related to food, your relationship with food, your eating, your weight, your belief in yourself that you can lose weight. Your inner world is 92.8% of what is going to determine whether or not you are successful with losing weight and keeping it off. This is what the mainstream diet industry does not address. The mainstream diet industry addresses 7.2% of the solution. 7.2% is changing your eating, changing your lifestyle, changing your exercise, which is definitely important. You can't just sit around and think thin and expect to lose weight. You do absolutely have to change the kinds of foods that you're eating, how much you're eating. You have to change all that. And you can't be binge eating and emotional eating and expecting to lose weight, because binge eating and emotional eating are not driven by physical hunger. All right? So the big problem here is that you've only had 7.2% of the solution, and you're banging your head against the wall wondering, why is it that you're so smart and successful in all other areas of your life that you can't nail down this one thing that has to do with losing weight, right? Well, you've missed out on the bulk of the solution. You have to address your inner world. You've got to become thin within if you want to become thin without and have it last, and also be able to live a healthy lifestyle without sabotaging yourself, without getting in your own way. This is the work that I do with my awesome coaching clients in the Inner Self Diet. I've been doing this work since 2009. I've never seen it fail unless you don't do the work. You have to do it, of course. You can't just listen to me talk about it. If you'd like to learn just a little bit more about this subject of losing weight from the inside out, becoming that inner match, go get my free ebook. Get that at easyfunweightloss.com/ebook. easyfunweightloss.com/ebook. Now today, we're going to talk about whiny butt weight loss. And this is a place that I have been in before too, so I totally understand it. Before we talk about this, I need to give you a warning, because this is a Get Real episode. This is the 136th Get Real episode of the JoLynn Braley Show. When I launched this podcast back in 2013, on the first Thursday of that January, in that month, I decided that once a month I was going to do a Get Real episode. These Get Real episodes are not for you if you are looking for more people to blame, if you're looking for more excuses to make, if you want to blame your mother, your father, the government, the processed food industry, your coach, your sister, your brother, your kids, your husband, your neighbor, the weather, the time of year, the holiday season. If you're looking for anything outside of you to distract from your own personal responsibility, that you're the only one who can make the changes that you need to make. And if you don't know how to change your mindset, which most don't, because you can't see your own blind spots, then it's your responsibility to get the coaching that you need to move through this complicated problem, which is weight loss. And as you probably know, a food diet just isn't enough. But if you are willing to get real with yourself, which means be honest with yourself, it's not an opportunity to beat yourself up, okay? It's just about getting real, looking at, hey, what am I doing? What exactly am I doing? And am I blaming other people? Am I blaming anything outside of myself for my circumstances? What am I willing to do to change? Because if I don't make the decision and the commitment, you have to be 1,000% committed to getting that weight off and keeping it off. You can't be all wishy-washy and, you know, one day you're on, one day you're off because maybe your sister tells you that, I don't agree with the way that you're eating. Well, let's say that the way that you're eating is working for you and it's healthy and you are feeling great and you're using portion control and you're eating a protein with every snack or meal and you always eat the protein first and you are drinking plenty of water every day. You're getting your cardio, your strength training. You've got it all going on, right? And you're living this healthy lifestyle. If that one comment from, in this example, your sister can blow your whole progress and you start to doubt yourself and you stop doing what you're doing, then you're not 1,000% committed to your own path. And then that's more of a complicated problem because that goes into more of that deep inner work that I do with my coaching clients, which we can't heal all of this in a free, you know, 20-minute weight loss podcast because it requires two-way communication. It requires commitment. It requires accountability. You have to have that two-way communication with your coach. This podcast is a one-way communication, and this podcast is awesome. I'm here to help you think in a different way and have some realizations that, wow, maybe there is more to this. Maybe there's a reason why I haven't succeeded yet with my weight and my body and my eating. Maybe there is something that I've been missing and maybe I do need to address my inner self, my inner world. So this podcast is great for that, but to get to the bottom of this and heal these problems, that takes time. It takes coaching if you want to do it as fast as possible. And none of us can see our own blind spots, right? The blind spots are what will kick us in the butt every time. So if you're willing to get real here in these few minutes that we have together today on podcast episode 598 of the Jolynn Braley Show, let's get real about whiny butt weight loss. And if that makes you laugh, that's great because, you know, weight loss is not supposed to be some big old drag. In fact, here's another universal law that we all live under. You cannot enjoy the outcome to a journey you despise. What does that mean? Well, let's look at losing weight. If you hate it, if you can't stand it, if you are just waiting to see that goal weight on the scale, you're not going to be able to sustain it. You're not going to be able to hold that goal weight because if you despise the journey you're on, you won't enjoy the outcome. So you have to get to that place, which requires an inner world shift, a mindset shift, an emotional and a mental shift, a shift in your beliefs, a shift in your commitment. I mean, there's several things that go into this. But once you can get in that flow, once you get into that struggle-free flow of where it's no big deal for you to do the things that you need to do to live a healthy lifestyle, then you can enjoy the process and enjoy the journey and have fun along the way and maybe even laugh sometimes, you know, like we're going to laugh about whiny butt weight loss, but really it's not funny, but I'll get to that in a second. But on this detour here about this other universal law that you cannot enjoy the outcome to a journey you despise, if you hate the process of losing weight, you're not going to enjoy when you get to your goal weight, and then you know what's going to happen? You're going to hit McDonald's as soon as you see that number on your scale because you're just waiting. You're just waiting. You're just holding on, white-knuckling it until you can get there. And then you just boomerang back. And I understand it because I've done that before too, but it just doesn't work if what you want is to lose weight and keep it off. If you are okay with the struggle, if you're okay with banging your head against the wall and trying to figure out all of this logically, which doesn't work either because it's not a logical problem. If this was a logical problem, then who would have a problem? Because just follow a healthy eating plan. You know, just follow a healthy eating plan. The logic is you need to change your eating. You got to change your exercise. You got to change your lifestyle. So just do it. What's the big deal? Right? The big deal is you're missing the 92.8% of the equation, which is all your inner world, your inner self. So, okay, what about this whiny butt weight loss? What is whiny butt weight loss? Whiny butt weight loss is actually a misnomer because you're not really losing weight when you're in whiny butt weight loss. Instead, what you're doing is you're avoiding taking personal responsibility for yourself. You are whining and complaining about other people. Like, for example, let's say that you have a coworker who it appears that she can eat whatever she wants and she's slim and slender. Now, you don't live with her. You don't know what her whole routine is, but in your mind, you have made the assumption that she just, you know, eats junk food all the time because you see her eat a small bag of Doritos at work. And so you assume that, oh, well, she can eat that, but if I eat that, I always gain weight, and that's not fair. Okay, that's an example of whiny butt weight loss. So instead of taking responsibility for yourself and accepting how your body processes food and what works for you, you are instead focusing on other people and complaining that, you know, they can eat in a certain way that you can't. A couple of examples, and I'm not sharing any names. These are examples that I have heard throughout the years. I have been coaching since 2009. And when my coaching clients first come to me, they're obviously in great struggle. They haven't broken free yet. And these examples are very common. Maybe you'll even be able to relate to them, but there are hundreds of thousands of women out there who are having these same challenges right now. I've had clients in the past who, when they first started working with me, they were in this space where they actually were looking at their children, comparing themselves as an adult woman, comparing their body and their metabolism and themselves to their children, and feeling resentful that their children could eat in a certain way, that if they, my client, were to eat that way, they don't lose any weight, they gain weight, and it doesn't work for them. Okay, this is another example of whiny butt weight loss. I've also had clients who compared themselves to their skinny husband and said, well, he can eat this and that and this and that, but if I eat that, I gain weight. Now, let's get real about something too. We are also leaving out the part of the story that has to do with, is your husband binge eating? Is he stuffing himself with a whole bag of candy? Or is he eating just one or two and you're eating the whole bag? That's another part of the story that often gets left out. However, the fact of biology is that men don't have as much fat and fat storage areas on their body. And overall, in general, it is faster and easier for a man to lose weight, and it's easier for a man to maintain his weight than women, just because of the biological factors that are at play. Does that make sense? Just even in general. And of course, little kids, they have the fastest metabolism around. And if you have been dieting your whole life, especially fad diets that are restrictive, and you aren't eating when you're physically hungry, which is very important. You should eat when your stomach is ready for fuel, when your body is physically hungry. It is important to eat because you need to fuel your body, but you have to eat certain types of foods. If you're eating clean, for example, then your body is going to be able to adjust. Your metabolism will be able to get burning, and it's important to be eating. You know, you have to eat, but you've got to use portion control. You have to plan ahead. You can't be cheating on yourself. By the way, do you have my clean eating cake recipe? Because that is a helpful way that when you are eating clean, if you do eat clean, if you are wanting to get back into eating clean because it was working for you before, I have a clean eating cake recipe, which if you plan ahead and if you use portion control and you do it right, of course you have to plan all this out. This can't be something that you can use to emotionally eat on or binge eat on or anything like that. So you do have to have a healthy relationship with food or be working on healing your relationship with food. Anyway, though, I have this clean eating cake recipe that's really helpful because it removes any excuses or fear of missing out, you know, FOMO that you might possibly go through, especially if you don't have a weight loss mindset. If you have a weight loss mindset, then you shouldn't be struggling with that. At the same time, it's nice to have these different options so that you can have your cake and lose weight too. If you want my clean eating cake recipe, get it at www.jolynscake.com. JoLynnsCake.com. So, this whiny butt weight loss, all right? Whiny butt weight loss is where you are whining and complaining that you're not losing weight, but you're really not doing what you need to do to lose weight. You're blaming other people. Really, bottom line, you're not getting real with yourself. Everything that I said in the beginning of this podcast about my warning, in fact, I forgot to say, leave now if you're looking to make any excuses. But obviously, I don't think anyone would still be listening to me talking right now if they wanted to make more excuses. So you who's listening to me right now, congratulations. You're willing to get real with yourself. You're willing to get honest. And that's a critical first step, because how can you change anything if you're lying to yourself? And hey, this whole problem of overeating and overweight, it can be filled with lies and delusion and denial. I've done that to myself before too, but you won't lose weight in that place, and you won't lose weight in the space of whiny butt weight loss. So how do you get out of whiny butt weight loss? How do you get out of that place? Because you don't lose weight in that place. You have to really pony up, get real with yourself. You got to ask yourself, what do I want? Actually, a better question, because if you just ask yourself, what do I want? And you're not in the place where you don't have the weight loss mindset, you aren't on the right track. If you just ask yourself, what do I want? Of course, you're going to say, oh, I want to go get, I want to go to Wendy's, or I want to go get that Chinese takeout across the street, or I want to go I want to go eat that half gallon of ice cream. A better question to ask yourself, what do I want to weigh? What do I want to look like? How do I want to feel 6 months from now? Because you can't have what you want immediately unless you want to eat and give into your food addiction, your sugar addiction, your binge eating, your emotional eating, your food crutch, your comfort zone. You can have that immediately. But 6 months from now, you're not going to have different results. Weight loss takes time. Weight loss only occurs over time. And this is another problem in this complex issue, the problem of patience. Again, something that cannot be solved in this short podcast, but it's something else to be aware of. So what is the result that I want 6 months from now? Take out a pen and paper and write it down. Where do I want to be 6 months from now? Write that at the top of your paper and then write, emotionally, how do I want to be feeling about myself? Physically, what do I want to weigh? How do I want to feel? How much energy do I want to have? Mentally, how do I want to be thinking about myself? Right? Which requires being aware of how you're thinking now. If you're thinking a lot of thoughts about yourself like, I'm a loser, all I do is mess up, I can't lose weight. Well, if you keep thinking thoughts like that, that can play into the whiny butt weight loss realm of living and more complaints and more blame and more lack of personal responsibility, right? So if you could have it how you wanted it to be 6 months from now, what would you be thinking about yourself? Would you be thinking thoughts like, wow, I'm really on track and I'm so proud of myself and I really can do what I set my mind to? Are those the kind of thoughts that you would love to be thinking about yourself? So write down on your paper all of your goals that you want to be living 6 months from now, emotionally, mentally, physically, and even spiritually. Do you want to be living in a place of hope and belief and strength and feeling like you're in the right place at the right time for yourself? And how can you really feel and believe that you're in the right place at the right time for yourself if you are living in an overweight or an obese body and you avoid your reflection in the mirror, you avoid looking at yourself in a storefront if you walk by, maybe you avoid walking in public because you don't want people to see you, if you avoid being in pictures, or if the only way that you will agree to be in a group photo is standing in the back so that the only thing that is visible is your chin up. All right? Weight loss takes time. You're not going to get to your goal that is 6 months out by staying in the whiny butt weight loss attitude. Okay? The first step is being aware that you're in the whiny butt weight loss and maybe sing a little song, you know, like whiny butt weight loss. Oh yeah, I got the whiny butt weight loss. Oh yeah, got a whiny butt weight loss. Oh yeah, you got the whiny butt weight loss. You know, just to loosen up a little bit of the energy. You know, you can't do anything about what you've done up until this point. You can't take back all of the overeating, the stuffing, the mindless eating, the bags of the chips, the revenge eating, the anger eating, the I'm going to get you sucker eating, you know, like I'm going to eat whatever I want and you're not going to tell me what I can do eating. You can't take back any of the decisions, consciously or unconsciously, to stay in your comfort zone. And by the way, whenever you refuse to make a decision, you are making a decision. If you refuse to make a conscious decision to do something different, to hire a coach, for example, if you refuse to make that decision and you say, I'll think about it, I'll decide later, you are by default deciding to stay where you are. So you can't get out of making a decision, and you're going to have to make a decision to commit to yourself to do something totally different if you want to have these totally different results 6 months from now. You know, I mean, at the time of this podcast, we are already in the month of April 2024. Do you want to get to the end of this year? All right, so that's January, February, March, April. 3 months have passed. Do you want to get to the end of this year and still be struggling with this same old BS and then telling yourself you're going to make a New Year's resolution to lose weight, and you already did that 3 months ago and here you are, nothing has changed, right? So it might seem like 6 months from now is a long way off, but if you can get on track right now and commit to yourself and start eating in a, you know, you have to have a healthy lifestyle plan, but you definitely need to have, you have to have a healthy lifestyle plan, which includes healthy eating, healthy exercise. That is definitely part of it. But keep it in proportion that the eating and the exercise is 7.2% of the entire solution. 92.8% of it is your inner world, all right? If you don't change your negative, fat, overweight, inner programming, which has to do with how you think, what you believe about yourself, what you believe about food, how you feel emotionally, this whole relationship that you have with food and with yourself and with your belief that you can even do what you need to do to lose weight. You know, if you believe that you can't do it, you can't. You never will. You can't get yourself to take action from a place where you don't believe you can do it, because then what you'll do is you just won't take action because you have decided that you can't do it. So your inner world has to change. And if you really do want to get to your goal weight, you really can do it. But it's going to take a decision, commitment, and then consistent action. And you got to have an action plan for changing your mindset, coming out of the whiny butt weight loss place. It's okay to be there when you start, but you have to be willing to move out of that place. And that requires doing some new things, doing new things to change your inner world. It really is like computer programming. If you are programmed on the inside to think and feel and believe fat, then your actions will match. All right? And you can have that fat inner programming and force yourself to take action on the outside to lose weight, but it will be very, very difficult and it won't last. Because remember that universal law, the inner and the outer always match. There's no struggle once you become thin within. And when you're thin within, that's a place where you believe that you deserve to be thin. Thin meaning your healthy ideal weight. Of course, you want to be fit, strong, everything. We're not talking about being a skinny bag of bones, okay? We're talking about whatever your body type is, you know, what your ideal weight is with good muscle tone, everything. Living a lifestyle that you enjoy, that works for you. So, you know what's interesting? If there were going to be enough diets, physical diets on this planet that would fit everyone. You'd need to have a physical diet that matches the population of the planet. Isn't that interesting? Which is kind of a side note, but hopefully that gives you a little bit of hope that if you change your mindset, if you can get into that place where you believe that you deserve to lose the weight, deserve to be thin, deserve to look great, deserve to look your best, then you'll be on your way to changing your eating, changing your movement, changing your lifestyle so that you can actually get that weight off. And you have to come out of the whiny butt weight loss space, because the whiny butt weight loss space is not a match. It's not a match to who you would need to become in order to keep the weight off. You have to be in the place where you've made peace with food, you've made peace with yourself, you have created a healthy relationship with food, a healthy relationship with yourself. You can't be blaming yourself for your past actions. You can't be blaming other people for your weight, your eating, any of it. You have to be in a place where you're all good, where you're happy doing what you're doing, and the weight is coming off. And the weight loss takes the longest amount of time. You can get out of the whiny butt weight loss space and get into a weight loss mindset relatively quickly compared to the amount of time that it takes for the physical process of the weight loss. And the reason that I gave you the written exercise to write down your 6-month goals, I'm just assuming that you have 25 pounds or more that you want to take off. But even if you're at your last 10 pounds, sometimes the last 10 pounds can take just as long as it takes to get the initial weight off, however much you need to lose. Just because sometimes for some bodies, the body needs to adjust to allowing that last 10 to go. So that can be challenging also. You know what? I've had coaching clients who had as much as 100 pounds to lose, and I've had coaching clients who wanted to let 4 pounds go. And the struggle can be just as difficult on both ends, because the big struggle is in your mind. That's where all of the struggle is. There's no struggle outside unless you've got somebody tying you down and forcing food into your mouth, but I bet that's not the case, is it? So to wrap up here, if it makes sense to you that you've been missing what is 92.8% of the solution, if it makes sense to you that you've got to change your inner world, you've got to transform your mindset, you've got to change your inner programming, you've got to become thin within if you want to be able to lose weight and keep it off and also enjoy the journey. You have to get in alignment with your goals that hopefully you wrote them pen on paper in that 6-month exercise I gave you. If you would love to stop struggling, if you want to stop emotional eating, stop binge eating, stop yo-yo dieting, and you know you need help, and you want to be able to do this as quickly as possible, and it makes sense to you that you can't see your own blind spots, you're just spinning your wheels on your own, if you'd love my help with this, head on over to www.discovery-session.com/whiny. W-H-I-N-Y. Discovery-session.com/whiny. Enter your first name and email. Complete the application on the next page. Submit that to my office and let's schedule a time to get on a complimentary weight loss discovery session call. But first, you must apply. Because the call is complimentary, not all applications are accepted. So make sure that you get real in your application, be completely honest. And if you really are willing to change and it makes sense that you need help to do this, get that filled out right now. Because listen, It's nice to write down your goals, and it's nice to have clarity on where you want to be 6 months from now. But if you keep doing what you're doing right now, are you really going to get to that place? Or are these next 6 months just going to fly by? And you're, what is that? April, May, June, July, August, September, October. That's October. Do you want to land in October in the same place or worse that you're in right now? Or would you rather land in October? You're either at your goal weight or, I mean, I don't know who you are. I have no idea who you are. I don't know your biggest weight loss challenge. How much weight do you want to take off? But do you want to be in a 10 times better place in October, 6 months from now? Or do you want to still be at the level of obesity or overweight that you are now, still struggling, still trying to figure it out on your own, still whacking your head against the wall and, you know, thinking to yourself, why is it that I can figure everything else out? Why do I have so much success in all these other areas of my life, but I can't seem to just do this one thing that should be so simple? What is the problem? If you want to break through that and you want to leave the space of whiny butt weight loss where you're not even losing weight, you're just whining and complaining. If you want to fully commit to yourself 1,000%, go fill out that application now for a complimentary weight loss discovery session with me. Do that at discovery-session.com/whiny. I am JoLynn Braley, permanent weight loss coach, founder of the Inner Self Diet. The Inner Self Diet is a diet that you desperately, dearly need if you really want to heal your relationship with food, heal your relationship with yourself, heal your relationship with your weight, and lose that weight for good. I wish you your best life living inside of your ideal body.